We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Irene Umam. Irene, how are you?
I'm doing really well. Thank you very much. How are you doing?
I am doing great. Are you excited to bring your music to the States?
I am so excited. It's something that I have been praying about. It's something that I have been seeking God for, and just really super excited about the opportunity to do so. Yeah.
Your first full-length album, Heaven's Heartbeat, you released it in 2016. You had some great songs on there like Let It Rain, Our Great God. Tell us about those songs.
Well, Let It Rain came from a place of really observing a lot of catastrophes that was occurring in the world. And it literally was an outcry to God, you know, to pour out his healing rain, to provide, to heal the sick and all of those kind of things. So, yeah, it was really very much like, God, we need you, because the Bible says that if we call upon the name of the Lord, he will hear us. So it was basically about just calling out to God and, you know, asking God to come and rescue us. So, yeah, those were what the songs were about.
What does it take to be a good worship leader?
What it takes to be a good worship leader, I would say, is to be able to be a gateway, be able to bring people right into the presence of God, because you as a person cannot do anything for anybody, but once you are able to bring them into God's presence, then God is able to then minister to them. So I think being a great worship leader is being able to, you know, engage people and just draw people really into his presence, and there God can meet them where they're at. Yeah, that I believe so.
Irene, you've been singing and leading worship since the age of 8 in Nigeria.
Yeah.
Did you ever think you would be where you are today?
No, absolutely not. I never thought I was going to be where I am today. I think about those early years, and I think about how I used to actually walk miles to get to church so I can sing my little heart out to Jesus. And just thinking, you know, 20 years on, you know, I'm here speaking with you and my song is, you know, being played in the States. And it's just so amazing what God can do. You know, he takes the little things, you know, if you're faithful with the little things, then he'll do greater things in your life. So, yeah, it's been an amazing journey so far. It's beyond my wildest imagination, yeah.
Did you enjoy bringing the word worshiping in Europe? How was that experience?
It was really good. I mean, obviously, going to different parts of Europe. Last year, I was in Ukraine, and so you have to be conscious, and Spain as well, you have to be conscious of the language. They speak in their native tongue, but the great thing about worship song is that because it's been translated to all of these languages, they could be speaking in their native language and you could be singing exactly the same song in English, and it was just such a great experience. But I mean, the thing is, like, we all serve the same God, and we have different ways of expressing it, but we're worshiping the same God. And once the Spirit of the Lord is there, there really is no difference. It's just such an amazing experience. Yeah.
Tell us about the song Glorify.
The song Glorify came from a place of, because I feel like there's not a lot of songs that really just simply glorify God and just put him in his rightful place. So I felt the need to actually write a song that just literally just, you know, lifts up the name of Jesus and just put him in his rightful place. Also, the second reason I wrote Glorify is the fact that the Bible says that when we praise God, that he inhabits the praises of his people. So literally when we praise him, he comes and dwells in there. He comes and dwells in our praise. And the great thing about God is he doesn't come empty-handed. He always comes with something. He always comes with healing in his wings. He always comes with provision. He never just, you know, shows up empty-handed. And so we're kind of like doing two things at once. When we glorify him, we make room for him to actually come in. And then when he comes in, he's able to meet us right where we are, and he's able to, you know, do the things that we are actually expecting or praying for him to do. So that was where the song was written from.
Irene, how would you describe your music? Is it a type of music that seeks to encourage?
Yeah, absolutely. My music is mainly to encourage people. It's mainly to tell them that they shouldn't give up hope. It's mainly to let them live a life of the full potential, everything that God has called them to do. So I would say it is very much encouraging, helping them to understand who they are in Christ. Very much so, yeah.
Do you have a special scripture that you go by or special scriptures that come to mind when maybe there is a problem or you need encouragement yourself?
I go to the scripture where it says, call upon the name of the Lord and you will be saved. You know, the fact that he is our refuge, he is our fortress. The Bible is filled with so many verses about how we can just literally just call upon the name of Jesus, and he is right there with us. He is mighty to save, he's mighty to heal, he's mighty to deliver. So, those are my favorite verses. I like to go back to when I need God to meet a particular need.
You're known in the UK as a contemporary Christian singer. You have ministered all over Europe. Now you are coming to the States to glorify us. How important is it to get your message out, Irene?
I really want to get my message out there because I just feel that we all need to be encouraged. We all need to, again, know who we are in Christ. We all need to be able to live to our fullest potential. And so that is, you know, what my songs are about. I mean, this song, Glorify, mainly is to help us just to glorify and lift up the name of Jesus. But again, like I said, because God never really comes empty-handed, he's also blessing us as we, you know, praise and worship him. So I just really want people to be encouraged by the song. I really want people to be blessed by the song. And I'm just so excited about it all.
Social media platforms, how can we get and your fans can pick up Glorify, and how can they hook up with you, Irene?
Okay, so Glorify is actually coming out on the 18th of October, so it will be available on all digital platforms. It'll be available on Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, wherever it is that they download or stream music. I'm also on Facebook with my name, Irene Ubom, and on Instagram as well, Irene Ubom. So, yeah.
It is our guest inside of the Gospel Spotlight, Irene Ubom. Irene, is there a special message you would like to leave our audience here in the USA?
The message I'd like to leave is for them to be encouraged, for them to know that God is on their side, no matter what they're going through. We've just lately heard about the hurricane that passed through Florida, but we're just grateful and thankful to God that he was able to, you know, sustain you guys over there. So, but yeah, just praying blessings for the people of the United States. Yeah.
It is our guest, Irene Ubom, inside of the Gospel Spotlight, coming out in October. Glorify. You need to pick it up. And don't forget about all the social media platforms you can reach Irene on. Irene, it has been a pleasure, and we want to thank you for joining us inside of the Gospel Spotlight.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really grateful.
Thank you. Once again, our guest, Irene Ubom, inside of the Gospel Spotlight.